Oh, wait, what? It's Friday. That means it's time for Ask Sam here on Morning Edition.
What a surprise.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
But I don't know. Ask Sam.
It's NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown. He is here. He is the host of Outside In, and he's here to answer a listener question about the natural world.
This question comes to us from Kristen from Hopkinton.
I have been a trail runner for quite some time, but this year there seems to be caterpillars just hanging in the middle of the air all over the place. I've never, ever experienced this. It's not as if a spider has them in their web. They're just suspended from something, somewhere. Obviously, I'm only seeing it in the woods, so I'm guessing they're suspended from a tree by an invisible strand of some sort. So I'm curious, what's up with the caterpillars and why?
Okay, Kristen, a little bit of advice. You're running too hard and for too long. You're seeing things, and you need to take a little break, have some water.
So a slightly vague question here, slightly tricky. What type of caterpillars are we talking about? What do they look like?
Right.
But fortunately, Rick, Hopkinton is not far from Concord, and I have been, in fact, noticing the same caterpillars myself on my morning runs, and I have already tracked down what they are. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Not at all.
They are the banded tussock moth, which tells us almost nothing.
Okay.
They're just sort of your run-of-the-mill fuzzy caterpillar.
Okay.
They do, in fact, have chemical defenses, which most fuzzy caterpillars do, which means if you see one, don't poke it because it might give you a little rash.
But we're not talking about the gypsy moth caterpillars here. We're talking about the fuzzy little brown.
Yeah, they're sort of yellow, white, brown.
Right. I have seen several of those, actually.
But the first question is, are we actually seeing more of them this year than other years?
Mm-hmm.
And so to try to answer that question, I hopped on an app. They have apps.
They have an app for that, too. Okay.
It's called iNaturalist, which I would like to put in a plug here for. It's very slick. You can take pictures of plants or bugs. You put them online, and there's this whole community of nerds who will identify them for you.
You guys are so much fun at a party.
Very nifty. But basically, what it shows is that last year in September and August, there were 30 identified. This year, there were 110.
Oh, wow.
On iNaturalist.
That would be a huge increase.
That's a lot. Yeah. And when if you look at neighboring states, right, because it could just be like more people using the app, the numbers in Vermont are totally flat. So the boom seems real.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know, like, what's the life history of this caterpillar? What maybe could explain this? And so to get that answer, I reached out to Joanne Russo, citizen scientist and iNaturalist superstar. She's just over the river in Saxons River, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
First here, what's with the dangling?
Why are they hanging out of trees?
In the middle of the trail.
So what happens is, as they get bigger, they want to move around. And the quickest way for them to move around is to just drop on these strands, and the wind will blow them to another leaf somewhere.
This is a behavior called ballooning. So it's not spider silk. It is, in fact, their own silk. They're off looking for more food.
No kidding. So they literally ride the wind.
Yeah. But there's another thing that they do with their silk. So explanation number two.
And they also do it to protect themselves from predators. So a bird is going to go into a tree and start looking undersides of leaves and everything for caterpillars to eat. So they don't notice anything that's hanging on the threads, you know, like we do.
So it's a survival mechanism.
Yeah. But the real question, the root question, why are there so many this year? Why are we noticing them? And I'm afraid Joanne had some speculation, but we don't really have a great answer.
There's a lot of years where a particular caterpillar or more are eruptive. So there's a lot of them. And it was just, I think, just a really good year.
Sam, there's a simple explanation, and I think we know what it is.
Don't you do this, Rick.
Aliens.
Rick.
It's always aliens.
Well, in the off chance that it's not aliens, I think it's really neat that these apps like iNaturalist are around so that we can get data on the million or so species of arthropods that we don't have really any population surveys of. And it can tell us something about what's happening to them year to year.
Well, I love the idea that citizen scientists were kind of crowdsourcing all that data. And, you know, with that, we're going to find out a lot of things that we wouldn't otherwise.
Like that they're aliens.
We're just going to verify what we already know.
Right.
All right. Well, if you have a question about caterpillars, squirrels, aliens, anything else in the natural world, you can ask Sam. Sam, how can a listener get a hold of you?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. The email address, if you'd like to record yourself on your smartphone and send it in, is outsideinn@nhpr.org.
All right. Sam Evans-Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.